Him in spirit and in truth, and to be with one another and to study from the Word of God. I appreciate Mitchell and me and your prayers, Garrett, that is appreciating still for doing that this morning. Appreciate that very much. And I hope that the lesson this morning was of value to you, beneficial to you. And I said, we'll cover the rest of that maybe, Lord willing, next Sunday morning. We covered, I think, 5 points this morning. We'll talk about 5 more points next week, Lord willing. Tonight I want us to think about a very simple topic, as most of my sermons are. I try my best to keep them simple for not only myself, but for those that are listening. You know, many times we think, or those in the world, we may hear folks say that some of the things that you read about in the Bible was just merely unseen by God, that He didn't expect that it was going to be that way. And so He reacted because of maybe the various situations that were found in the Bible, like the establishment of the church, that He didn't know that the Jews were going to reject Jesus. And so as a result of that, He delayed the coming of the kingdom and set up the church in the meantime. But we need to appreciate the fact that God is all-knowing. All of us probably recognize that. I hope we do. And that there's a good number of things that the Bible talks about that has been known by God and been so from the foundation of the world. I can't recall right off when I put this lesson together, whenever it was, what prompted me to think about that phrase. I'm sure it was a scripture that had it. But anyway, I got to thinking about the statement from the foundation of the world. I thought, well, that might make an interesting sermon if it's used a good number of times in the Bible. And that phrase, from the foundation of the world, is used 10 times in the Bible. And so there's a number of things that God knew, that God intended to be the way that they were. And it was so from the foundation of the world. I appreciate Ethan for doing the good job he did from Genesis 1:1. I let him pick that scripture. Did a good job. And I hope he keeps up the good word. So I want us to think about that statement this evening for a little while. From the foundation of the world. Are you aware of things that the Bible points out that says that it was so from the foundation of the world? The very first verse of the Bible declares in no uncertain terms, no, it's simply without question, the fact that God created all things. And Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 talks about that. Genesis 1:1 talks about the fact that God created the heaven and the earth. And then we have those days of creation. Literal days like we have today. And Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 and 27, He created man. And Genesis 2 verse 7 and a host of other passages attest to the fact that God has created all things. God knew what was going to take place with man. God knew what man was going to do. But yet God created man with the ability to make a choice, to be a free moral agent. He didn't make man do anything. But we choose the steps, the paths that we're going to take, whether we're going to do that which is right or that which is wrong. So I want us to think about the statement again from the foundation of the world. The first one I want you to think about is found in the book of Matthew chapter 13. You're probably familiar with Matthew chapter 13. It's one of the 5 major speech sections of the book of Matthew. And it is a chapter of parables. And Jesus is speaking to the people in parables. And notice, if you will with me, in verse 34 of, let's back up to verse 31 of Matthew chapter 13. Another parable put He forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable spake He unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake He not unto them. Now watch the next verse. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret for how long? From the foundation of the world. Now you talk about a verse that attests to the fact that God's Word is sure and steadfast. There's one for you. That from the foundation of the world there was things that God knew about, that God had planned, that had it been made known unto the people until Jesus came and preached to them and made it known by parables. And we'll look at some other references along those lines. That's a fulfillment of Psalm 78 verses 1 and 2. Jesus fulfilled many prophecies. I think about this statement as we think about things that was not known until the time of their making known by the proclamation of the gospel. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 8 beginning, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Now watch what he says concerning the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them to signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ unto the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us that administer the things which are now reported unto them, or unto you rather, by them, that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Of long ago, prophets prophesied of things that didn't come to pass in their time, but was made known during the preaching of the first century. And so the things spoken by Jesus, kept secret from the foundation of the world. We need to appreciate the fact that we don't know the behind-the-scenes workings of God. All we know is what is revealed in the Bible. So keep that in mind when someone may question you about something that you don't read about in the Bible. They may say, well, don't you think God does? You need to pause for a moment and say, listen, all we have is what the Bible teaches. That's it. That's all we know about God. That's all God desired for us to have, 1 Peter 1:3, and nothing else. Things spoken by Jesus. Number two, I think about a statement as you make a little study from the foundation of the world that is found over in the book of Luke, chapter 11. It's a parallel, really, the things that the Lord is saying to Matthew chapter 5. In Luke chapter 11, notice what the Bible says, begin with verse 50. Luke 11, verses 50 and 51. That the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world. Now, how on earth could the blood of these men be said to have been slain from the foundation of the world? But he says may be required of this generation. Then he names some individuals that you're familiar with. From the blood of Abel. And you recall what took place with Abel. He was murdered, killed by his brother Cain. From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Of long ago, God knew that individuals was going to suffer persecution. That was no surprise to God. And a lot of men down through the ages of time, as revealed in the Bible, talked about that. I mentioned to you about Stephen this morning, Acts chapter 7. Notice what he said in Acts chapter 7 and in verse 52. He says, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and the murderers. And the Lord talked about in Matthew chapter 5 and a host of other passages about the persecution that the disciples would face. And a lot of other Bible writers talked about that. But the blood that was shed of the prophets from the foundation of the world. Do you think God knew about that? You think God knew that man was going to do that? Now, that doesn't mean God took away man's ability to decide what he was going to do. But certainly God knew of those things. I want to mention some others to you. Come with me to John chapter 17. John 17, we may not get through all of us, so take some good notes along the way tonight. And take out a concordance and Perhaps look up the word foundation, and you'll have all those verses that use the word foundation, and add to your list of the ones that I give you tonight. John 17, verse 24. By the way, this is the Lord's Prayer. A lot of people try, and many do, commit the model prayer that the Lord gave in the Sermon on the Mount. If you want to memorize the Lord's Prayer, you need to memorize John chapter 17. Notice what Jesus said, verse 24. Father, I will that they also. Now, Jesus prayed for three individuals or three groups in Matthew chapter 17. One an individual and two groups. And that'd be himself that he mentions in the beginning of his prayer, the apostles secondly, and then all that would believe on him through their word. He says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Glad to be with Jesus, where he came from. I will, Father, that they be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. Now watch this. For thou lovest me. How long did the Father love the Son? Just when he was born? It's interesting, I think I may mention to you recently about some different ideas that people have of Jesus and his humanity and divinity. There was a group in the first century that perhaps some of the Bible writers were writing to try to silence their false teaching that believed that God placed within Jesus, within his body, the divine aspect at his baptism, and then he took it away on the cross. The Bible doesn't teach that. But notice what he says, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me, and what's this, from or before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Again, you want a verse that talks about the love of God? There's one for you. John 17, verse 24, rather. God loved the Son from before the foundation of the world. In John chapter 17, verse 5, Jesus said, And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. There's a group, the Jehovah's Witness, believe that Jesus was a created being. He wasn't eternal like the Father, but he was a created being. And there's a lot of others that believe that the God of the Bible is really not the supreme God, but he is just a God that was created by the God before him, who was created by the God before him, and so on down the line. And eventually you get to the God that is untouched with humanity, but that's not the God of the Bible, they say. Again, the Bible doesn't teach that there is but one God, and Jesus shares in the Godhead, though he's the Son, and he is eternal, not a created being. The love of the Father. 1 John chapter 4, and then verse 8. I don't know how many references talk about the love of God. 1 John chapter 4, and then verse 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. The book of 1 John is a beautiful book that has a lot to say about love. And so the Father loved the Son before the foundation of the world. But again, as you think about another point you can pick up on, you read about from the foundation of the world in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1 and then verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him. The whole phrase in him is significant in the Bible. Chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Then verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I think in a Bible class I asked you, does the Bible talk about predestination? There's a verse that mentions being predestinated. That doesn't mean, like the religious world says, that it is so fixed and determined that there's nothing you can do to either save yourself And there's nothing you can do if you are predestined to be saved. There's nothing you can do to be lost. That's not how the Bible uses that. God predestined from long ago the plan that those who would obey the gospel of Christ would have eternal life, and those who do not obey the gospel will have eternal damnation. Or chosen. When? When did He do that? Before the foundation of the world. And then when you come over to Ephesians chapter 3, begin with verse 3, He says how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Now here He's going to expound on the mystery, what that mystery was that has now been revealed to the apostles by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now watch this, verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. And then that divine mission that He expounds on in verses 10 and 11, that it might be made known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. You think God knew His plan? You think God knew before the foundation of the world about His plan to redeem man by His Son and the gospel of Christ and the plan by which we could be saved? In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and then verse 9, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. I hope you're underscoring all these in your Bible as we go through here. Given to us before the world began. A few other ones I want to mention to you. Come with me to Hebrews chapter 4 and then verse 3. Hebrews chapter 4. And then verse 1 begin. Let's back up and get a better sense of the context. And He talks about the rest and so forth. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us the gospel was preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they should enter into my rest, although the works were finished, when? From the foundation of the world. Well, not only were the things regarding the redemption of man so from before the foundation of the world, but God talks about His works, and there's a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen, that go under this idea of God's works. He's talking about creation or spiritual things. And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 10, and Thou, Lord, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thine hands. It's been in the back of my mind. I don't know when I may do this, but a few years back I compiled a pretty good amount of information on Christian evidences. As soon as we can look out and see the design in our universe with relative to man and relative to the creation, relative to animals and so forth, and just all those things attest to the handiwork of God. I might present that for you sometime in a Bible class or a series of sermons. But when you look out and you see the works that God has done, which the Bible says that He ceased from on the sixth day after completing the creation and man and so forth, rested on the seventh day. But when you look out and you see all the design that we can see, it screams loudly of a designer. We need to appreciate that. In Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2, He talks about the things that was created, and He states here, Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. From the foundation of the world, the works of God were finished. A couple more points. I think about Jesus. At least in two different ways, this statement from the foundation of the world is used in connection with our Lord. I'll put them together for us. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Notice what the Bible says. Who verily was foreordained. He's talking about Christ and His shed blood and the fact that we are redeemed by His blood. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest or made known in these last times for you. So you see, when individuals in the world say that God sure didn't see that coming, that the Jews would reject Jesus and put Him to death, that's a bucket that won't hold water. Because here the Bible says that He was foreordained. The purpose behind it. Before the foundation of the world. So it just simply will not work to say that Jesus' coming was an accident or His death was an accident. It was not. Again, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 11. When you think about His death over in the book of Revelation chapter 13 and then verse 8. Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Well, when was Jesus slain? Well, He was slain in the first century, but yet the Bible at least twice talks about the fact of what Jesus accomplished, His death and other things, was done from the foundation of the world. What's that mean? What's that talking about? That it was in God's purpose to begin with, and not an afterthought. Again, Isaiah 53, a messianic prophecy that's found throughout the New Testament, like in Acts 8. When the eunuch was reading from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Revelation 17:8 for another point. Often the Bible talks about a book of life. We just read that in Revelation chapter 13. But in Revelation chapter 17 and in verse 8, the Bible says, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life. Now watch this. From the foundation of the world that they behold, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. You know when the Bible talks about being written in the Lamb's book of life? From the foundation of the world. That just simply means God knew the plan by which He was going to redeem mankind and was what was going to transpire and come to pass. Psalm 69, 27, 28, another passage you can write down. And rather quickly, I'll give you the other references where this idea, this concept about the book of life is found. Revelation 2, 5, 13, 8, where we just read a moment ago. 17, 8, we just read. Chapter 20, verse 12, verse 15. Of chapter 20, chapter 21, verse 17, and chapter 22, and then verse 19. Then as you think about heaven, the eternal home of the soul for those that are saved, which, by the way, is what Revelation 21, 22 is all about. The saints of God, having been victorious through the blood of the Lamb, will be with God for all eternity. After all the conflict that Chapter 6 through 20 talk about, they can be with God for all eternity. But in Matthew chapter 25 and then verse 34, notice what the Bible says. And you know this is a picture of the judgment. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, and this is to those that have done the Father's will, those that are righteous, saved, come, you blessed my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you, what's this, from the foundation of the world. Now think about Titus chapter 1 verse 2. When God made a promise I'm thinking about the precious promises. Sometimes we may sing a hymn, Standing on the Promises of God. I think I've preached here a lesson on, two-part lesson, because there's many of them, on the promises of God as revealed in the Bible. Titus chapter 1 and in verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, what's the import of this next statement? Promised before the world began. Hope that the lesson's been of benefit to you as we think about this simple statement from the foundation of the world. May it never be the case that we think that God simply did it. No.